laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling
down. People, you know, maybe a little bit of a headache today. Certainly, if you take a look at the stock market and how much we declined again, a second day this week where we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 1,000 points. Let's bring in Aaron Kennan, CEO at Clear Harbor Asset Management, on the phone in New York. They've got more than $700 million in assets under management. He is a co-founder and CEO at Clear Harbor. Aaron, good to have you back with us. I talked with you late January, just before the markets topped off on January 26th. At that point, you said, I'm not in the camp of inflation rearing its ugly head. That wasn't one of my concerns. What do you think is making this market come undone?
Well, thanks for having me back, Carol. I did speak to you before the market peaked, and our view remains today as it was then on that particular front, which is certainly the market's concerned about inflation. We're starting to see some wage pressures permeate the data, but core inflation outside of food and energy remains relatively benign. And so the back end of the interest rate market has certainly spiked since the beginning of the year. It's up about 40, 45 basis points in the 10-year Treasury space at 2.85, 2.84% today. And clearly, the market is reacting to that and certainly deserves a watchful eye. But at the end of the day, we've witnessed a lot of volatility over the last several days, and I think it's very difficult for equity market price-to-earnings multiples to remain unchanged or expand in this market environment. And that's really what you're seeing here is in the midst of volatility, you're seeing multiples compress at the moment.
And do we forgive me, Aaron, let me just jump in for a second. Do we need to remind everyone, you know, it's been 10 years where we've had a very different market environment, a long time, and a lot of complacency in the market. Volatility, more volatility is more normal.
Absolutely right. And in fact, that was the question you asked me about a week ago before the market started its fit. And I think going back to basics and going back to history is very important. And recognizing that we've been in a very low, below trend environment for volatility. We've had, frankly, quote-unquote, investors enter the equity market over the last several years that have historically not been members of this asset class.
They've never seen it.
Investors. They haven't seen it before. And now they want to potentially back up the truck. And frankly, the interest rate market has been just as volatile as the equity market over the last week or so. What's interesting, however, though, when you look at the fundamentals and why this is perhaps a bit different than previous corrective periods, is that credit is not leading this downward move. We're not seeing investment grade spreads gap significantly wider. We're certainly not seeing high yield spreads gap massively wider. Are they correcting on the margin? Yes, but not to the degree that I believe should raise alarm bells at the moment.
That metaphor will back up the truck. I mean, the truck's going off the side of the road.
Absolutely.
There, we had a guest on from William O'Neill as a technical analyst, because he's from William O'Neill. And he was pointing out that an S&P level of 2593 was really crucial support. And then as soon as he walked out of the studio, it cracked through 2593, hit the closing at 2581. I'm not a technical analysis guy. I think it's tea leaves to a large extent. But I wonder what your notion is of this, the way the last 5 minutes unfolded and what that might mean for tomorrow.
Right, Corey. So he's right. We broke through that 100-day moving average of 2638 without much of a problem. I think the 200-day moving average is 2538 on the S&P 500. We're not far away from that. And if you just eyeball the market over the last couple of weeks, clearly would appear as though we haven't reached a bottom. Now, with that said, I think it's also safe to say that when you look at buying pressure and selling pressure embedded in the market, we're at an oversold state, at least in the short term. And so could we see the equity markets rise 500 points tomorrow? Certainly could. Could we see the equity markets falter 500 points? Absolutely, but not driven by any sort of expectation around earnings.
Aaron, do we need to be worried? And this is something else that you and I talked about last time. And you said one of the things that's a bigger concern for you is the United States running out of skilled labor, and as a result, we lose some growth momentum because of that.
Yes, I mean, I think there are two scenarios that could play out there, and one which is more conventional wisdom is that as we move below a 4% unemployment rate, if we actually do that this year, which I suspect we will, we could run out of skilled labor, which could stymie growth. The other side of that is what's sort of feeding into the market fears, which is we could see wages really spike here, and that could cap margin expansion and therefore earnings growth. And I'm frankly not in the camp of the latter. I think that there's an argument to be made, however, that growth can be capped in the midst of just frankly running out of skilled and unskilled labor.
It's an interesting problem, but again, it hasn't really resulted in much in terms of job pressure, and one report does not a trend to make.
No, you're right, Corey. In fact, I remember about 18 months ago, may have been 2 years ago, ISI, led by Ed Hyman, came out with a report that indicated that when unemployment dipped down below 4.5%, we'd start to see wage pressures really take off, and we just haven't seen that. A couple of data points recently indicate that it may be starting, and of course, that's why I think the market is somewhat concerned. But you know what? I'm sitting here talking with you. We always try to find causation for what's going on in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And the story is inflation. The story is wage pressure. But frankly, the market will be the market today and tomorrow.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us again.
Stuff.
Aaron Kennan, CEO, co-founder of Clear Harbor Asset Management, joining us on the phone in New York. They've got over $700 million in assets under management.